REHDOGG here, Random Thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about obsession. Well, I'm going to talk about one form of obsession in particular. Let's see. Let me tell you a little story. I had a friend, and he used to date this older lady, and he knew he didn't like her or love her or anything. He was just using her. But he picked the wrong one, folks. He picked the wrong one. Because eventually, she became really obsessed with this guy, with my friend. Well, he's not a friend anymore because of some things that he did. But anyway, she became really obsessed with him. I mean, she would stalk him and follow him everywhere. And that's the worst form of obsession, is when you're obsessed with a person. Because when you're obsessed with a person, what it does is it takes everything that you know inside, like your common sense, your morals, you know, your sanity, and just throws them out the window and turns you into a mad raving lunatic. And if you continue down that path and you let the obsession take over your entire body, you're gonna end up losing everything in your life. Like I was saying, this friend, he wasn't a friend anymore. I won't go into that story, but I became friends with that older lady because she, you know, consoled me and told me, you know, why he did this and all this stuff. So anyways, I was riding in her Jeep. She had a Jeep at the time, and she saw my ex-friend on the other side of the road. Without even thinking, she just made an illegal U-turn. I remember I was on the passenger side, no seatbelts on. This was a Jeep, she had the top down. Well, a car came straight, it must have been going 65 miles an hour. It hit us so hard, the Jeep flipped over and I was stoned from that Jeep. So definitely God had an angel with me that day, because I should have been dead. I was stoned from that Jeep, and so I, you know, got up, dust myself off. That's the one thing about me, is that under the most extreme of pressures and situation, I'm always calm and cool. I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but that's all. Anyway, so went to see if she was okay. She was all banged up. Then I looked in the other car. Folks, it was a mother with a baby in the back seat. Oh man. Thank God, I mean, the baby was safe. But what that lady told me to do, because she had a son home, that's the part of the story I wanted to tell you. She would chase this guy all over. She would leave her, I think he was, what, 7 or 6 at the time, leave him home alone all night by himself, leave her son at home alone, to go chasing this guy up and down with her obsession. It just took her over. I mean, I felt really bad. I had to go and stay with the kid. I mean, why would you do that as a mother, as a loving mother? It didn't make any sense. I mean, eventually, obviously, you know, she lost custody to her son, and he's with the father now. Rightfully so, I might add. But You can't let someone have that type of hold and power on you. You can't do it. You know, if you let someone have that hold and power on you, what it's gonna do to you on the inside, psychologically, it's gonna just, eventually it's gonna just turn you, you're gonna go over the edge, folks. You can't let people do that to you. Because you're gonna go over the edge, and you may end up like that guy on Craigslist that I talked about in a recent show, where he was tired of being rejected by women, and so he went out to kill them and eventually killed himself. You know, you can't let someone, you know, have that hold on you. It was a hard lesson that I learned, but if she don't want to be with you, you have to let her go emotionally and then just move on, because you don't, it's gonna eat away at you and eat away at you and eat away at you. And why would you want to lower your standards to chasing someone who doesn't love you or doesn't care about you. I mean, why would you want to do that to yourself? It's just going to bring your morals down to an all-time low. It's going to make you, you know, look like you're insane. You can't follow and stalk people and call them if they don't want to hear from you. It doesn't make any sense. You can't do it. You know, you shouldn't do it. So, yeah, that lady was really just whack. I mean, other people, they get obsessed with, you know, with wanting to change something about themselves. Like, how in the world could a man want to be so obsessed in being a woman that he would actually perform, you know, get an operation to turn himself into a woman, getting hormones to get breasts and remove his membrane? I mean, to make a V. I mean, that's just psychotic. And how could you be that obsessed that you would want to actually change your entire appearance, and instead of being Larry, you'd be Larinette? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. But it doesn't. I'm not sure. I don't know if women would, you know, go through stuff like that. I've never really heard of women going through operations. I don't even know if it's even possible for a woman to go through an operation to want to turn themselves into a man. But even that, it's just wrong. I mean, I've heard about cases where these men who used to be men turned women would date guys and not tell the guys that they were once a woman. I mean, once a man. I mean, folks, that could drive anyone to kill someone. I wouldn't even want to think about some guy who's a girl now, and they made me fall in love with them, and then after I am completely in love with them and we had, you know, sex together, that they tell me that they were once a man. I mean, which guy wouldn't kill them or beat the shit out of, pardon the expression, beat the crap out of them? It's just wrong, folks. If someone does not want to be with you, you got to let go. You have to. Why would you just want to lower yourself, like I said? Why would you do that? If the person moved on with their life and she's dating someone new, why would you wanna constantly torture yourself? You need to destroy all material that reminds you of that person, pictures, you know, sex pictures, whatever you have. You have to let it go, because it's just gonna eat away at you, and you're not going to progress. You're just going to just keep looking back in your life, looking backwards, while that person is happy and probably moved on and have a family, and you're just there obsessing about her. Why would you do that to yourself? You know who I'm talking to. You can't do these things. You know, you just can't do that. I know, folks, you're wondering who I'm talking to. See, basically, those who followed me from way back when, they know that my lyrics are always directed at a particular person. Many people always say, "Ray, this song just doesn't make any sense to me. What is going on? What are you talking about?" Well, folks, it's designed that way. And I'll tell you why it's designed that way. It's because, like I said from the beginning, my lyrics are what I call a daily journal. So I'm actually speaking directly to a person or persons, so only they will know exactly what it is one day, if they ever looked online and they saw the music video or whatever, and they read the lyrics, they will know exactly that about the situation, because certain things only happen with them and they will know what I'm talking about. And I'm sort of doing the same thing through some of my random thoughts here. I'm speaking directly to a specific person, but only they will know that I'm talking to them, and you won't know that I'm talking to them. But anyway, it's a bad thing to be obsessed. I wish that you would rethink that and just know that you're a better person than that, and you should never ever let someone have that power on you. So until next time, keep watching those videos.